Standing before the Criminal Justice Committee, Republican Representative Matt Gaetz of Fort Walton Beach knew his bill had an image problem. Not only does open carry raise notions of the Wild West, the bill comes on the heels of last week's mass shooting on an Oregon campus. So Gaetz stressed Second Amendment rights and what the bill doesn't do.
It does not increase the number of people who can carry weapons, and it does not in any way alter the places where a person can carry a firearm or weapon. That's the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Only concealed weapons permit holders would be able to carry their guns on the outside of their clothes. Rifles and shotguns would have to remain out of sight. Gaetz insists the bill doesn't force business owners to let their customers pack heat. But politics is all about perception, and critics offered some troubling ones. Democratic Representative Dave Kerner of Lake Worth worried about pickpockets grabbing guns in broad daylight.
This is a strikingly and frightening concept. To have an open carry policy in the state of Florida with 20 million people without even one mention of how to safely retain and protect your weapon.
Neither critics nor opponents mentioned the 9 murdered students in Oregon, and the debate was mostly polite. But National Rifle Association lobbyist Marion Hammer doesn't shy away from the tragedy. Victims would have scared away the shooter if he saw their guns, Hammer says.
Do you think some crazy would have walked onto campus if he knew that there were armed people there who would have stopped him before he could have massacred a lot of people?
In a Republican-dominated legislature, Gaetz has to worry about the business lobby. The Florida Chamber of Commerce is concerned the bill doesn't spell out a store owner's property rights. Law enforcement groups also hold powerful sway, and they often oppose loosening gun restrictions. The Florida Sheriff's Association has no position on the bill, but Brevard County Sheriff Wayne Ivey drove 7 hours to testify for Gaetz. Ivey doesn't worry deputies will confuse good guys from bad.
No, absolutely, because you're identifying people that are potential threats to you. All we're really talking about is the difference of somebody having a jacket on or a jacket off in that regard and what you're saying, because that person could have a concealed carry just as well.
Ivey acknowledges, however, that police will likely have to get extra training. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.